Welcome to the Kevin Hilly Podcast, just a sample of what he does each morning on 101.9 The Wave. Now, here's Kevin.
Well, here we go. It is the big holiday extravaganza, Kevin and Casey podcast.
Yes, happy holidays.
Yeah, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year and all that. And
it's been a while.
Or if you celebrate something else, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy Saturnalia.
Happy Hanukkah. Yeah,
winter,
there you go.
Winter solstice. The druids. I don't know how many druids are listening to us.
Hey, you never know.
You never know. You never know. Hey, when you were a kid, what did your parents tell you about Santa? Like, I'll give you an example. For instance, we had a number of houses when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. Some of them didn't have a fireplace.
Sure.
And we were worried. It's like, oh my gosh, how is Santa going to...
Right, right.
My dad's explanation was, number one, Santa has a key to every house in the world.
Yes.
Okay, first, that's got to be a ginormous key ring.
That is.
Okay. But he can get in any way he wants. So that took care of it for me.
See, we had a chimney, so okay. I don't think I ever raised the question on,
never.
You know, yeah. But I tell you what, he would visit us early. So a lot of kids would come, you know, Christmas morning, or he'd come overnight while they're sleeping.
Right.
He always arrived, because we always did a big family Christmas Eve dinner.
Yes.
And growing up in St. Louis, there's a lot of subdivisions, lights,
oh,
and everything.
Yeah.
So we would all pile up in the car and drive around for about an hour looking at Christmas lights, and he always knew when we weren't home, we'd get home. And
isn't that amazing?
I know.
That's amazing.
To be able to track everybody.
Well, he sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake.
And apparently he knows when you're not home, too.
That's right. Well, I have heard people say that they've heard that Santa can shrink himself down so tiny that it can get in the door.
Through the heat duct or whatever.
Right,
yeah,
exactly.
No, that's
so
true.
There's a way.
You know,
he can do it.
He's magic. So he can do what he needs to do to make sure every kid has a great Christmas.
He is magic. My brother and I shared a room for just about all of our childhood. And here, his bed was next to mine. And here it is, Christmas Eve. And we're like, go to sleep. He's not going to stop. And then we start hearing things.
Uh-huh.
Do you hear sleep? Quick, go to sleep. Pretend you're asleep.
I did that with everything, even the tooth fairy. Make sure you're asleep.
Does your daughter get you up early now on Christmas morning?
You know what? No. The last few years, you know, I think when she was...
Are kids sleeping in on Christmas
they
morning?
They are.
Now? What kind of twisted...
Which, you know what? I can't explain it because on the weekends, she's up super early, even when I'm trying to get her to sleep in. So
really?
Christmas morning, yeah. So I just kind of lounge around and I wait. I don't mind it, though. It gives me a chance to have a cup of coffee.
Oh, sure. It's a parent's dream.
Right. The house is quiet. So, and then she just tackles it. I'm excited for this Christmas, though. Wesley's old enough now that he's walking and everything.
How old is he now?
Well, he's 15 months.
Okay.
So
yeah.
He's not going to really understand the concept, but I think he'll have fun ripping open the packages.
That's going to be,
he may not have a clue of what's in there. It doesn't matter. He just wants the paper, I'm sure. And he'll be climbing in the boxes. And I think that's what we're going to get him.
All I remember is my parents spent a couple of Christmases up all night putting bikes together or whatever.
Oh, gosh. We had one of those. We did a Power Wheels.
Here, all three of us piling into the room at like 5 in the morning. It's like, come on, you gotta get up! My mother and father were walking down bleary-eyed.
Oh, yeah.
One of them puts on the coffee, you know. What a happy...
Nobody touch it till I have my coffee. That's
exactly.
Right. That's right.
And we have pictures now from Christmas morning when I was a kid. And now I look at them, because I don't have either of my parents around anymore.
Right.
But I look at it now of my mom sitting there in her pajamas with her hair. And it was like, oh, man, what a happy memory.
You don't have time to prep. You know, those kids don't have that much patience. So let me at least get a cup of coffee going. And yeah, you're right.
Did you leave a letter for Santa?
Oh, yeah. We used to always do letters, cookies. In fact, there was one year that Santa, I was really upset. My mom still shares the story because Santa ate all the cookies. So my mom is famous for her chocolate chip cookies are amazing. And I follow her recipe to the
Can't do it.
Can't do it. Nah. Can't do it. So
certain mom magic
right,
for that. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And
you got to come up with your own mom magic.
I guess.
It doesn't pass down to the generations.
By golly, I got
to
figure that one out. I do. But I tell you what, there was one year, and I don't remember how old I was, but my mom still tells the story of how, you know, we got home and the cookies on the plate, there was crumbs left. And then I went to get a cookie out of the tin and they were gone. And I was so mad because I assumed Santa ate all the cookies.
Oh,
well, turns out it was my mom that ate them. So.
So you thought,
yeah.
Well, there's only so much sand they can eat.
That's
you
right.
Know?
That's right. Yeah. I mean, think
and all the houses
eat.
He's visiting. Well, that's we right. used, see, we used to leave a letter for him, you know, and it's right. basically, it wasn't the here's what I want for Christmas letter, because it's too late at that
sure.
point. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
But it was like, hey, Santa, I hope you're having a good Christmas. Thanks for visiting our house, that sort of thing.
Oh, that's
and,
neat.
And he always wrote a letter back to us.
Oh, I
we left,
love
we left
that
cookies
idea.
And milk. And he always, hey, kids, thanks for the cookies and milk.
Yeah.
But you know what? You want to hear something amazing, Casey? Santa's handwriting was identical to my mother's.
Yeah, you know, he has that. That's that
bizarre.
Magic that we're talking about. It's amazing how he can do that.
And we used to leave lettuce for the reindeer.
Yes, yes. You know? We, yep, so, yep.
Do reindeer eat lettuce?
I don't know. I mean, I know turtles do. I don't know about reindeer.
It was gone.
Now the kids, usually in school, they'll make reindeer food, which consists of like oats and sparkles and sprinkles and you know, it's just a bag you're
the
supposed
sparkles
to
and
you're supposed
can't
to you sprinkle
for...
it on the yard and that's how Santa finds you. And, but
oh,
no,
it's
the,
a lot more
I love the idea of the letter to Santa. Right now we are we have a visitor that visits us every December.
Yes.
It's Dorothy the elf. And
is that so, like Elf on a Shelf?
It's Elf on the Shelf.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. So Lexi's got her own Dorothy. She named her. She got her when she was four.
When did Elf on a Shelf start?
Oh, like 10 years ago.
I was
going to
say, I don't remember
I
that
thought
at
it was
all.
The most fun thing. I'm like, yeah. Oh, this is going to be great. Now I'm like, oh.
It's drudgery.
So, yeah,
where do we put
yeah.
it now?
Dorothy's gotten a little lazy over the years. I'm not going to lie. I'm not. But no, she still visits Lexi every night and leaves her a little note and does something fun around the house.
Right,
and
right.
I looked at my husband. I was like, I wonder if Wesley's going to get an elf. And he's like, Wesley doesn't need an elf. I was like, you're probably right.
Let's, yeah, let's end that tradition right now.
Yeah, yeah. Dorothy can come for both of them.
Oh, and, there you go.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. But the elf, I will say, it is fun. And it gets them in the festive spirit. And it's just a matter of, I mean, she visits every night. So mm-hmm. it's a lot of work, too. It is. She's a busy girl.
That pesky Dorothy.
I know.
Lock the door before Dorothy gets
right,
here.
Right,
you know?
Oh, she's magic too, just
she
like
gets
Santa.
In, it
she
doesn't
can
matter.
Do anything.
What was your favorite, and maybe it still is, favorite Christmas special on TV?
Oh,
or movie, you know,
okay,
whatever.
Okay, so, well, I've got both.
Okay.
So the Christmas special would be the I Love Lucy Christmas special.
I was going to
oh, yeah,
say
they air, I think NBC airs it, and it's, you know, that consists of all the family, aside from Lucy, you know, Ricky shows up, and I'm a huge Lucille ball.
Oh, yeah,
so
yeah, I love
I
Lucy.
I've seen
yeah.
every Lucy episode probably yeah. 100 times. But, Fred, the neighbor, shows up as Santa, and Ricky shows up as Santa, and it was just, it's a funny mm-hmm. episode. And they usually air that, along with that Chocolate Factory episode, the
Charlie,
famous one.
Oh, with
Lucy,
yeah, yeah.
when they're
with
shoving
F-O-R,
the, yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
Right.
So they try to tie
right.
that in together. And then as far as movies, I mean, it's a tradition. We watch Christmas Vacation
mm-hmm.
at my family's house.
Yeah,
the yeah. Griswolds. I mean, it's just, yeah. And I will say one additional tradition is one of our homemade videos that I think it was 94. We got a camcorder. Our family
you pull
did
out
for
the
Christmas.
Old movies.
We pull
and,
out
oh,
that one because it was our first
nice.
Christmas with a camcorder. And I will tell you, there's a lot of embarrassing moments
oh,
on that.
Of
but
course.
We
that's what makes it great.
We watch it to traumatize each other, you know, on Christmas Day when we
great
get together.
Tradition.
It is fun.
I love that.
But it's still on VHS. So my mom has to still have a VCR just so we can watch it.
Well, one of these days, I'll burn it for you. To,
yeah, I was going
to
say, we need to do it. We
DVD
need to burn
or put
it before
it, on a thumb drive
it goes
or something.
Bad. Or, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But it is hilarious. I think I was like 5th grade, my brother would have been in 6th, and my little brother would have been in like 3rd or 2nd. So, mm-hmm. and he's, I think he even still had like almost the mullet going on because this was the 90s, you know.
That's awesome.
It is,
that's
it awesome. Is, yeah.
You know, there are so many great Christmas movies and specials. My, as far as movies go, my all time favorite is A Christmas Story. Ralphie, you'll shoot your eye out.
I don't know, I want to fish a red undercover knife, should you want to get rid of my Lee rifle?
You'll shoot your eye out, kid.
I love
it.
That's
the one I can't stand.
Love it. You don't like that?
It's not that I don't like it. I think it's, well, you know, TBS every year plays
I know.
It for 24
yeah,
hours.
Ad nauseum. I know.
There
has
been a few Christmases where we're at family members' houses and it's always on the TV. It's like,
point
come
the movie,
on.
You know?
Yeah,
oh, here
right.
they are at the Chinese restaurant, you know?
Take the whole
I just think that is.
It's not a bad movie. And I will say, I took a lot of life lessons from it. You know, mm-hmm. I don't lick a pole
don't
outside.
Lick a pole. You know, kids have really done that.
Oh,
as
I know.
A result of that.
I know.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I learned from it. I didn't get intrigued by it.
You know, the thing with Christmas specials. Now, and there are certain ones that I grew up with.
Sure.
Kids could care less about when they were kids.
Uh-huh.
Now, they're all in their 20s now, but I tried to get them to watch A Charlie Brown Christmas.
You know,
which I love
Charlie. I couldn't get into that either.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, part of it is, see, okay, I know it wasn't a lot of action. It was a lot of talking.
Mm-hmm.
And some people would say a lot of moralizing.
Yeah,
I know, I get it.
Yeah.
But I love Charlie, and I tried, when the kids were little, they're, you know, 9, 10 years old, whatever. Hey, watch this. They're like, I don't want to watch.
I couldn't get into it as a kid either. But as an adult, I love it. I do appreciate it. It does have some really good morals to it.
Yeah, I guess it, I don't know. Maybe it wasn't made for kids.
You know what? As long as somebody's enjoying it, that's all that matters.
Yeah. I was like, you kids don't know what's good. Okay, this is a great show.
Yeah, they just rather watch SpongeBob.
Look at Snoopy. He's dancing. How could you not love that? You know what I'm saying?
And she likes the song. You know, the
Yes, this is jazz, kids.
She loves
it. This is jazz, you know. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Okay.
That is the one show every year. I'm not ashamed to admit it. It makes me cry.
Aww.
It brings a tear to my eye. And it's so stupid because it's been around for 50 years.
Yeah.
More than that. More 55 years or whatever.
I can't even imagine how many years.
I see that and I'm... The whole thing when Santa is flying over the island of misfit toys and he's dropping and I'm like, oh, the toys have found a home.
I love it.
You know,
I enjoyed Frosty more than the Rudolph.
My wife loves Frosty.
Yeah,
favorite.
I loved the Frosty.
You know, well, now here's a little tidbit though about Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Okay.
The island of misfit toys.
Mm-hmm.
You know what was wrong with the doll?
No. What?
Because, you know, there was Charlie in the box.
Right.
And there was the train with square wheels. Mm-hmm. Right. That's obvious.
Couldn't move, right. Well,
you look at the little doll. What's wrong with her?
That's a good question. That is.
Apparently, there has been research into it.
Okay.
The doll. This is so cruel. The doll had emotional problems.
Oh.
That was her problem. She was a whack job.
I love when people do research after the fact or catch things. So, like another holiday special. I mean, not that it is a holiday themed.
Yeah.
Home Alone. You see that all over.
Yeah.
I saw it on Facebook not too long ago, and I thought it was hilarious. So it was a good point. So you got this young kid stranded at home,
right?
And the phone lines are down, so the parents can't call him.
Before child services,
right? So no phone lines.
Right.
He does have the electric. Parents can't call him, but yet, if you think about it, he calls in for pizza. How did he call in for pizza if there was no phone lines?
Hmm.
Right? There was no cell phones back
then.
That's
true.
I know. So there's a blooper there, or a blip, or whatever you want to call it.
I bet you they have some explanation for it.
Well, I'm waiting for it.
Well, the
now
lines
I'm like, oh,
magically
you're right.
Connected just for a
just
moment,
for
and that's when he was able to.
Oh, I never caught it as a kid. Never even caught it as an adult. And I probably would never even have known about it had it not been on social media. But that was a very good
point.
Wow,
that's true. Well, you know, there's the eternal debate. Die Hard. Is that a Christmas movie?
Yippee-ki-yay.
Well, I mean, it takes place at Christmas time, and it's always on the air around Christmas
time. What is the criteria for being a Christmas movie? How much Christmas do you have to have in a movie for it to be a Christmas movie?
You got
to
hear Merry Christmas at least 5 times. We'll just say that.
Well, then Die Hard.
There's got to be a Santa in the mix. There's got to be a Christmas tree. Yeah. I guess there could be a lot more Christmas.
Do you like The Nightmare Before Christmas?
You know what? Yes, but not at Christmas time. I'll watch it
at
Halloween.
It's a Halloween movie.
Really, I think it's a Halloween movie as well. That's when you kind of get into all the creepy
things. Sort of creeps me out. I don't know.
It is it's a little different, but I like the story behind that one too.
Do you watch all the Hallmark Christmas?
Oh yeah, Hallmark.
Are you into those?
Yes, not this year though. I haven't even turned on the Hallmark Channel this year. Normally that's me. So, but I've got some days off right around Christmas.
A few days that my wife was off. I come home. What do I say? I see her watching.
Uh huh.
I'm like, oh please, don't tell me you're watching. She goes, shh, this is a good one. I go, okay.
They're all good, but they're all the same storyline.
I was going to say, let me tell you, I'm going to give you the premise right now. Okay. Oh, she's coming back to her hometown.
Yep.
She doesn't have time for Christmas. She's busy. Oh, well, wait a minute, though. She meets the editor of the local newspaper.
Yeah.
And guess what? They fall in love. And there we go. See, now you don't have to watch the movie.
It's so true. It is. They're very predictable, but yet I love it still.
Love.
I do. I'm a sap when it comes to that. So what about traveling? Are you traveling at all?
No, we haven't traveled for a number of years.
No.
I just don't. I mean,
it's
I know
a lot
it
of
sounds
work.
so bah humbug. I like being home.
Yeah.
I like being home.
Oh, we did that this year, you know, for Thanksgiving we normally travel and I stayed home this year and it was nice.
I like my kids to come over and we'll have Christmas and then.
Well, and here's the thing too, if you have kids and having to travel on Christmas Day,
too,
you know, there's toys. They want to play with them. I always hated that we would, you know, you'd wake up, you'd unwrap, and it's like, oh, guess what? You don't get to play. It's time to get dressed. Let's go. Let's drive 3 hours to St. Louis to see family for 3 hours and then drive 3 hours back.
This is an eternity.
Yeah, so we've stopped that.
Torturing us on Christmas.
Right. So we finally put our foot down because my immediate family all lives here at the lake.
Right.
But my mom's side is still in St. Louis, and we still have that tradition for everybody to get together.
Mm-hmm.
But it now has been moved to the Friday before Christmas. So now, Saturday before Christmas.
That's,
so we'll go up for the weekend.
That's a good plan.
Yeah.
I like that.
So on Christmas Day, it is really nice that, you know, you get to just chill out.
Christmas is really about family.
It's a family thing,
you know. Yeah. I mean, you want to see, it isn't like you don't want to see the others,
but
want to
that goes
spend,
into it. Yeah, and you don't want to slave away in the kitchen all day. I mean, we do. We take it very just low-key.
Yep,
and we have fun. We play games.
Exactly right.
My sister-in-law, she always, every year she shows up with some new fun game, but you know what? Ultimately, we end up playing Heads Up with my brothers and my mom.
Heads Up.
Oh, man, it's funny. It is. And now the kids are getting old enough where they can read the words on the game, so they're really wanting to get into it, too. We have fun. That's just it.
Hey, if you want to share your holiday memories, what are you doing, et cetera, you know, feel free to give us a call. The Kevin and Casey podcast hotline is at 856-318-9873. 856-318-9873. You can email if you'd like kevinandkc@kevinhilly.com.
So what about Donna? Does she cook a lot? Into the cookies?
She will under duress do it when we have people over. We'll probably do a ham or something.
Sure.
I don't know.
But she doesn't do like the all day of cookies.
Oh, you gotta be kidding.
That's not a bad thing though. That's a lot of work. Oh my gosh, the sweets. The amount of sweets we all ingest.
No, that was my mother did all that stuff.
Did she?
That's the memories I have of my mother, but you know, I know the kids would like her to.
Yeah.
But
it's work. It is. It's a lot of work.
We keep talking about, you know what? We're all going to go out to dinner.
Hey, that's
let
no
somebody
more
else
for anyone.
Do the work.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. Exactly.
Well, I will take this opportunity, Casey, to wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Well, you as well.
Thank you.
Donna and the grandbaby.
Yeah,
have lots of fun.
It's gonna be fun.
Lots of memories.
And this has been a great year of the first year of the podcast.
Yeah.
So we go into our second year.
Gosh.
I think March or April is going to be the 1 year
I was just getting right
anniversary.
I know it was early in the year.
It was spring.
Before.
I know for sure it was spring.
So we almost have a year under our belt.
Maybe we'll do a 1 year extravaganza.
Hey, we bring in like a guest. The one guest that listens to from my mother.
Yeah, bring your mom in? I was going to say.
Oh, no, we would have too many censor bleeps.
Pat, we want you.
She's a character.
I don't get to use the bleep button ever on this show, so I like that.
I love it. But, well, happy holidays to everybody else, too, listening. We really appreciate your support and hope you have a phenomenal season.
All right, and there's the big holiday extravaganza edition of the Kevin and Casey podcast.
God bless us, everyone.
You'll find the Kevin Hilly Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Audioboom, Stitcher, and TuneIn. Subscribe, share, comment, and like. You can email Kevin, too, at kevinhilly@gmail.com. And, of course, he's on the air each day from 6 to 10 a.m. Central Time on 101.9 The Wave. Thanks for listening to the Kevin Hilly Podcast.